Carbon Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, July 16th, halfway through the month. Just getting into things here, back from our little trip to Cincinnati. We're going to be talking about that a little bit before we get into the serious news here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, answering the phone calls. He is joined by Crystal, who is coming on board with Republic Broadcasting as a new technical wizard. So she's going to be twiddling some of the dials from time to time. And you may hear a very pleasant voice when the phone gets answered. So that's the news that we've got going on there. First of all, I want to start off the show by thanking Ryan Dawson for taking over the microphone for me for 4 days last week. I know it was very arduous for him to do. He's got a very, very busy schedule with all the things that he's doing. But this was an important trip for my wife and myself here. We went to the World Choir Games in Cincinnati, and we were there so that Claire could meet all of these conductors and publishers from outside the United States, and she had a really good time there. She's already getting emails back from all these people saying, it was great, I loved your music, I'm into the CD, and so forth and so on. So that worked out extraordinarily well. Now, the trip itself, coming and going, TSA were being their usual jerks. Here in Honolulu, had three scanners set up, but only two were open. They had one shut down. A lot of people standing around in those blue shirts doing absolutely nothing. And they've got the new scanners, which don't show you naked. They still give you cancer. And the thing is, the line was like almost an hour long waiting for this thing, because these new scanners, they show a cartoon outline of your body and then a yellow mark everywhere it thinks you've got a bomb or a gun or something like that. The problem with these new scanners is everybody who went through was getting yellow dots on there. So in addition to our dose of cancer, we still got groped and patted down, every one of them, and that's why the line was so long. It's all the false positives from these scanners, and they wouldn't open up the third one to speed things up. So, you know, typical behavior from the government on this one. Cincinnati itself, oh my goodness, what a lovely city that is. And it was almost a shock. I mean, we'd go into the supermarkets there and we'd see all this wonderful variety of products, stuff that we can't buy here in Hawaii. I mean, little things like pickle and pimento loaf, you know, for sandwiches. It's been years since it's been in any of the markets around here. But it was there in Cincinnati and all this wonderful stuff. And they're paying about half what we do for the food, and their food is fresh. I mean, they're the pork capital of the world. It was all, you know, moving around just 24 hours before. All of our food in Hawaii is coming from like three time zones away. So it was a bit of a shock, and Cincinnati's very, very beautiful, tremendous commitment to the arts. There are all these wonderful museums and art centers and conservatories and everything around there. And I understand from email that I got, because I made a positive comment about Cincinnati on my website, and I got a lot of email from Ohioans saying, well, yeah, Cincinnati is this wonderful little protected bubble. But if you go outside into the wilds of Ohio, things are not good. And over time, as I was there, I began to recognize the signs that even Cincinnati is struggling under the economy. A lot of homeless people there, and a lot of some social protest and unrest there. But still, you know, it just really underscored how bad things in Hawaii have gotten over the last 10 years to just see this city here. And as far as the, you know what it reminded me of? Cincinnati reminded me of what America was before Glass-Steagall was repealed. You know, where there was this enthusiasm for the arts and for young people and all this cultural activity going on. It was really amazing situation. Now, the World Choir Games itself, this is the first time it was held here in the United States of America. There were all these amazing choirs, and huge contingent from China. I lost count of all the Chinese choirs, and the most amazing one was this experimental high school from Guangdong. And they had like about 65 members in the choir, and it was just, the performance took your breath away. It was just amazing. Different Chinese choir I got to hear way down upon the Suwannee River in Chinese. That was kind of a new, weird experience there. But it was amazing. We shot a lot of pictures and video. We're going to put up a YouTube video sort of summarizing this whirlwind tour through the choirs of the world. We're going to take a break for commercials here. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And hello, America. Back to the show. We're finishing up here talking about our whirlwind venture to Cincinnati. Actually, it wasn't a whirlwind. We, you know, for reasons of saving a few bucks on the trip, we had like all these jumps going to and from. It was like about 12, 13 hours travel both ways. And I'm still on Cincinnati here right now. Good, because it's middle of the day and I'm awake and everything. A lot of stuff going on around Cincinnati. The World Choir Games was present everywhere. Banners in the streets, free concerts in all the parks. All the big supporters had banners all across the front of their building. It really was a major, major event. It was very exciting to be there. Overlapped the Sausage Festival. And Cincinnati, because it's being the center of Porkopolis, as it were, they had all their artists work on these little pigs. They're all kind of this cast common shape, and all the different artists would make them different versions. And it was kind of weird. You'd walk around the streets going, oh, look at the pigs, and then the cops would give you this dirty look until they figured out you were talking about the artwork and everything. And the pigs were done. A lot of them had wings, obviously, pigs fly and so forth, and they were very, very creative, and we took a lot of pictures of those. I actually got recognized on the streets of Cincinnati by a fan of the show, a gentleman who'd been up in New York last September for the 9/11 anniversary, and so we had a good talk. He was involved in a union wage protest and so forth and so on. Our hotel looked out over toward the big stadium. You know, the Reds and the Cardinals were coming in. The last night we were there was a huge fireworks show, which I understand is kind of a weekly thing in Cincinnati. And to be very honest, it made the fireworks we had here for 4th of July over Pearl Harbor look like a damp sparkler. It was just an amazing display. So we had a really good time, and this has done Claire a lot of good. She just received this tremendous positive response from all these conductors and preachers from other countries around the world. So hopefully something good is going to come out of that, and Claire will become more famous than she is right now. U.S. Airways, which was the airline we took coming and going, and I know they're a budget airline, but they got to put a little bit more money into those seats because those were, I think they're actually a violation of the Geneva Accords to make people to sit in those seats for all that long. The other weird thing about U.S. Airways, and then we'll get onto the serious news, they were pushing their own MasterCard all the way. I mean, just walking through the concourse. To our check-in gate. I mean, they're literally standing in your path saying, sign up for the U.S. Airways MasterCard. We'll give you a free round trip anywhere in the United States here if you just put one purchase on this MasterCard. And there was almost a desperation to try and push these MasterCards. And I think maybe this is just more of that trying to prop up the bottom of the Ponzi scheme, because if people have stopped borrowing and, you know, we're down to cash. If we can't pay cash for it, we're not going to buy anything. And I guess we're not alone, because the retail numbers are really, really down right now. The other weird thing is, in between our in-flight movies and everything, they were showing this documentary on UFOs. UFOs are coming. NASA has photos of UFOs, which I thought was kind of a little weird bit of fare. On an airline over 30,000 feet, you know, and everybody's looking out the windows, can get really, really nervous about the stuff here. All right, we've talked about Cincinnati enough. We had a really good time. Claire had a really good time, and she's very, very happy with how that all worked out, and feeling like, you know, she's connecting. She's ready to move to Cincinnati. She thought it was beautiful. Just absolutely ready to go here. Now, I want to talk about some of the more serious news stories, and I think one of the more bizarre one was this idea where the Pentagon wants to come up with a battle medal, a decoration, for the drone pilots. You know, that they have to, you know, it's a medal for bravery, for sending drones out to murder people on the other side of the planet. And I'm sorry, I have a real problem with that. Drone pilots are not brave people. It does not take courage to sit in an air-conditioned control room within driving distance of your home and inflict death on anonymous, unoffending people 10,000 miles away. Bravery is looking into the eye of your foe and smelling his fear as you carve out his heart on the point of your sword while he tries to do the same to you. That's bravery. Bravery is standing in defiance of a technological terror from the skies, killing everyone you know on behalf of an invading enemy stealing your homes. Bravery is putting up "No War on Iran" billboards up in Oklahoma City. Bravery is standing in the streets of America opposed to the war and banker greed, while the uniformed thugs of Wall Street shoot at you with weapons intentionally designed to inflict pain and suffering. That's bravery. Pushing a button isn't brave. And you see these guys now, you know, pointing their medals. I got this one for pushing the blue button. And I got this one over here for pushing the red button. And I got this one down here for pushing the green button, but not the yellow button at the same time. That's not bravery. You know who was really big on giving out medals for every little tiny excuse? The Nazis. Remember those guys? They were real big on decorations and medals to try and make people feel good, despite the fact that they were the invading aggressors. You know, you got medals for so many years of civil service work. You got medals for just being a mother and breeding German children. They handed out medals for that. The Nazis were real big on handing out medals for just nonsensical things. And now, apparently, the U.S. is following that same pattern. World Dictatorship for Dummies by Adolf Hitler. Somebody ought to take that book away from Obama. Put something else on there. Let's see. We have a caller, and then we're going to get into the LIBOR scandal. Mike in St. Louis. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike dropped for some reason. I must have said something he didn't like. Okay. All right, getting on to LIBOR, this thing is not going to go away. I think the powers that think they are know it's not going to go away. They're looking for some way to spin it or propagandize it in order to minimize the damage that's coming on down here. One of the constant spins we're seeing is, well, if we're pushing the LIBOR down, that was helping people on variable rate mortgages. It's reducing their interest payments on their credit cards. Isn't that a good thing for everybody? Well, if it was only credit cards and student loans and mortgages, we might agree with them. But what they're not telling you is all those other things that were connected with the LIBOR, like your investments. Floating rate financial instruments like CDOs were linked to the LIBOR rates. Those people got cheated. The rigging of the LIBOR rates is what allowed banks to offer these ultra, ultra low teaser rates to get people to sign on to mortgages. And, of course, then the interest rates were rigged the other way to drive them through the roof and start taking people's homes. And you need to understand something very clearly. All these big banks and Wall Street and the Bank of England and all the rest of these, they did not rig the LIBOR to benefit the people. They did it to benefit themselves, to make themselves look better to their investors and stockholders and regulators, and try and keep the cost of borrowing down as they try and borrow their way out of this hideous mess of the 11th marble. And regardless of who benefited and who lost, you know, and people did lose. Purchasers of interest rate swaps lost. Savers who received less interest on their accounts lost. Bondholders lost. And beyond that is the idea that everything the banks did is illegal, and it is dishonest, and it is unethical. The governments of the United States of America and Britain and pretty much all of the European Union, pretty much everywhere in the West, they trust the financial systems, the institutions, the banks, the mortgage companies, the lenders, to honestly report financial indicators on which individuals and governments will then base their economic forecasts and their fiscal policy. And they were lying. The banks were lying. They all were. This is not a case. This whole bad apple thing, forget about it. The entire basket is rotted to the core. This is a systemic corruption and a systemic collusion. It is global everywhere in every nation that has a private central bank in control of the national economy. The New York Federal Reserve is now confirmed to have known that this was going on back in 2008 when the whole mortgage-backed security fraud was exploding and the U.S. federal government made the decision, we're not going to investigate, we're not going to prosecute, we must preserve the reputation of the American financial system. Well, that reputation is definitely down by the bow and heading for the bottom. And now all the, you know, the everybody's pointing fingers at each other. Bank of England is now trying to say, oh, no, we never told Barclays to do that. They just misunderstood us, really. Well, apparently there are some memos that have surfaced confirming that, yeah, they got the direction from the Bank of England. And the Bank of England is nationalized, which means the British government is part of this fraud. Now, as a little bit of a footnote, Andrea Priest, spokeswoman for the New York Federal Reserve, basically came out and acknowledged that the Federal Reserve had, quote, received occasional anecdotal reports from Barclays of problems with LIBOR, end quote. So basically, the Federal Reserve's attitude is that it doesn't matter how many trillions of dollars were looted from the people by this scam. It's really just kind of an anecdotal event, not really worth paying attention to. That's their new spin on this thing. That's their new spin. All right, let's see. We're... I'm going to leave the next phone call till after we come back from the commercials because we're almost out of time in this segment. The word is out that the LIBOR scandal is going to connect to many more banks than it already has. It's not just Barclays. In fact, Barclays is out there saying, don't pick on us. We're not the only one. They were all doing it, which is not a valid situation. If everybody is going out and shooting random strangers on the street, that doesn't make it right. So basically, this has been going on since at least 2008, probably a lot further than that. And it basically tells you all the economic indicators on which we are. The news is coming out here saying, yes, this number is up, this number is down. They're all being rigged. It's all this crafted illusion. And the goal of it collectively is to move more of the money from your pocket. No, not the money, the wealth, the real wealth from your pockets into the pockets of the bankers. This is a criminal fraud. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his roll. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are filling up. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here before we get back to the economic news here. Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You were talking about footnotes. I've got a footnote, so a wake of a story regarding the USS Rappahannock today, the resupply ship managed to destroy a pleasure vessel in the Persian Gulf.
You know, yes, because we all know that terrorists love to water ski.
Yes, in 20-foot fiberglass boats. Well, on the other hand, though, that sometimes they will retrofit those vessels for to carry a torpedo, so I'm not going to make that judgment. What I thought was interesting...
Well, I was, you should not. But go ahead.
I looked on Wikipedia because the armaments are listed there, and there are only two weapons attached to this fuel resupply ship, and they're both... the Gatling guns, you know, they list here the two 20-millimeter Phalanx CIWS. One, I was wondering how they shot them. And two, I started to read the Wikipedia description, and the last sentence reads, on July 16th, 2012, the Rappahannock was involved in an incident in the Persian Gulf. That was today. The Wikipedia has already been updated with the official Navy story.
It is amazing how quickly they get that going.
Human intelligence. My apologies, I'm talking over you. I'm talking about the fleet
part of the problem is the line delay from Hawaii to RBN and back is we do unfortunately wind up talking over each other. It's not in, I know it's not intentional on your part or any of the other callers. It's just the technical reality of conducting a radio show, you know, a quarter way around the globe.
I know. So a shout out to the other listeners and the story, if anybody's interested, check out the Wikipedia article for the ship and make sure the modern Rappahannock. And you'll see that they've already listed their intelligence story or their public relations, a barge of a lie, if you'll allow me, relating to the story. And they've listed what happened. It's, I took my screenshot at approximately 10 o'clock in the morning, indicating that they were all, the media relations officers were already working the Wikipedia story.
We know that the U.S. government has people that do nothing but go in and alter Wikipedia articles. They were caught doing it for global warming. They're always doing it relative to Israel and Palestine. They kept trying to change the stories about myself and whatreallyhappened.com until people complained, at which point they simply deleted all the articles. So as far as Wikipedia is concerned, I don't exist. I'm off in limbo somewhere. Listen, I need to let you go, Scott. We got another call I need to take, and then I need to get back to the economic news here. So thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to George in Texas. George, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Mike. Your fill-in host did a nice job.
Yes, he did.
Very educational. But I just want to talk about Viacom thing. You know, they have Viacom and DirecTV turned off all the Viacom channels, and I'm sitting there connecting the dots, and I found out that Viacom's owned by CBS, and they've been taking some huge losses.
Yes, they are.
And they're just trying to extort DirecTV, saying your customers got to pay 30% more to carry Viacom if you watch him or not. And you know, if DirecTV don't stand their ground, then Viacom can go hit up Comcast or Charter Cable or Dish Network, saying your customers have to pay higher rates just to watch us.
I got to tell you, in all honesty, considering the endless repetition and politically correct nonsense, I think DirecTV would be better off simply dropping Viacom. I don't think their customers would mind at all. Most of the reason people have satellite TV is to get the foreign broadcasters like BBC America or CNN International, even, just so they're not drowning in all of this locally generated propaganda for American consumption. As far as I'm concerned, Viacom can go jump in a lake.
I mean, Viacom, the content they show is crap. And probably the only decent thing about Viacom is maybe sometimes Jon Stewart of The Daily Show. That's about it. But the rest of the stuff is crap.
Yeah, it really is. And I think Viacom has hit the panic button because all of the big corporate media institutions, they're losing money hand over fist. They've lost audience, which means their ad revenues have to go down. You know, they try them up. I worked in advertising for a lot of years, and I got to tell you, everybody lies in that business. And but the numbers are definitely down. The Burke scores are way down, and so they're running out of money, and they're just trying these Hail Mary passes to go out and grab money from other people. And they're going to blame the content pirates, and they're going to blame this and blame that, instead of admitting that, you know, being the handmaiden for the government's lies for going on, 12 years now, has lost their audience. People don't want to have to pay money to be lied to. They might sit and be lied to, you know, for free. But you're asking people to pay money to see the same shows over and over again and the same lies over and over again. That's a very poor business model. And I'm not surprised they're in trouble. Anyway, George, got to let you go. Need to get back onto the economic news on a somewhat wider venue. But yeah, the corporate media is in trouble. And as a matter of fact, we're getting word now. Microsoft is selling off their share in MSNBC, over concerns they're becoming too left-wing, according to one report, and the others are it's simply not making any money. And it's a losing venture, and they're to get out of it. By the way, one more comment before we hit the commercial break. As far as these at-sea replenishment vessels by the U.S. Navy, I wouldn't trust any Wikipedia report regarding their armaments, certainly because they don't want potential enemies to log in and read the threat they're up against if they attack a U.S. ship. I can tell you from looking at the ships associated with with RIMPAC, rather, there are a lot more weapons on those boats than Wikipedia is going to admit to. Obviously, the Phalanx couldn't sink a ski boat anyway. We'll be right back.
Because you can handle the truth. Simple Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. And getting back to the economic crisis, the economic disaster, the economic takedown, the emergence of fascist corporatocracy all over the world, a global fascist dictatorship. That's the objective from all that we can tell here. And of course, the corporate media is out there doing everything they can to distract you from that. They're trying as hard as they can to start a war with, well, everybody, so that you don't think about the economic situation and how it came down. Now, as I said before, the Wall Street, British, European money junkies have all come to understand that the world knows that all of these key financial indicators on which we're supposed to be planning our lives and our home budgets and our government spending are all being rigged. They're cheating. They're lying to us about what's going on with the economy. So the next fallback position that they're going to is, yes, there must be an investigation by the various governments. And we're already seeing a repeat of the foreclosure settlement fraud. Remember when that was all going down and the banks were caught using phony notaries? And I still have my notary stamp here. I just remember this is from Ohio. I should have taken this with me to Cincinnati and notarized a few things while I was there. The robo-signing, the fraudulent documents that were all being put together and all the states were going to start prosecuting and all these civil suits, and the federal government comes in and says, don't worry, we'll take care of it. And they literally browbeat and threatened and arm-twisted all the state's attorneys general to drop all the investigations against all the banks, and then Obama came up with his foreclosure settlement, which was a wrist slap on the banks, little token fine, and a retroactive indemnification of all that had been done that was illegal. You can't prosecute them anymore. We find them good and proper. We find them billions of dollars, which sounds really impressive to somebody living on minimum wage. But when you consider the trillions of dollars that the bankers looted from the American people, a $1 billion fine, that's not even the sales tax. It's just complete. And now they're going to do it again with all this LIBOR situation where they're saying this might cost Wall Street $14 billion in fine to settle the regulatory probes and lawsuits. $14 billion to Wall Street, that's chump change. We're talking trillions of dollars looted from the people. 40% of your net worth has vanished. 40% of your real wealth has vanished into the pockets of Wall Street over the last 3 years alone. And the U.S. government's going to say, we're going to take back a few billion dollars, and that'll make it all right. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. If you want forgiveness, step one is that you restore this nation to the economic state it was in 1998, before Glass-Steagall was repealed. And Wall Street went on this binge of gambling with other people's money. So that's the new fallback position. Yes, we, the government, will step in and we'll take care of the situation. Actually, I'm sorry, government, your job was to prevent it from happening. The governments on all these nations under the private central banks, they're hoping that you're still in love with the image of the fireman. You know, we all know about firefighters, you know. A house is on fire and the firefighter will show up and they'll throw water all over everything and they'll chop holes in the walls and they'll make a huge mess and they'll hand you back maybe half of what you had before. And that's a hero. You know, but wasn't the real wise, prudent course to go around and say maybe you should clean up those oily rags or fix that defective wiring that keeps smoking there over that extension cord? That's the role that government is supposed to do, to keep these things from happening. Not let them happen and then stand up and try and look at saying, I will deal with the situation. We'll pass more laws against this thing. There were already laws against it, and they weren't being enforced. We have this Peregrine Financial Group. The CEO tried to commit suicide. I'm glad he didn't succeed. You don't get out of this mess that easily. And he wrote this suicide note saying, I've been cheating my investors and everything for 20 years. Really? Where was this SEC during all this time? Remember when Bernie Madoff was cheating his investors of $65 billion? For 12 years, people like Harry Markopoulos were going into the SEC saying, this guy's a crook. He's cheating people. And they had the evidence gift-wrapped on a silver tray. And the SEC guys would go over to Bernie Madoff, and instead of investigating him, they'd hand him resumes. They wanted to sign on with the money junkies and earn all this money and everything. Same thing was happening up in Iceland. Every government regulator who showed up at the banks and looked like they could seriously cause some damage to the banks would just turn around and offer him 3-4 times what he was making working for the government. Most of them took it. So that's what's going on here. And behind this idea of, you know, we're going to take several trillion dollars from the people of the world, and we're going to pack maybe a billion or something to make it look like we're sorry. Behind that one is another propaganda campaign to try and say, really, this was all for the greater good. This was everybody's doing it. I mean, they did this survey of these Wall Street CEOs where 25% of them admit to regularly engaging in criminal fraud. And they actually think, if they don't do it, they're not going to be promoted, they're not going to move ahead, they're not going to get their raises and bonuses. And if 25% of them are admitting it, you know there's another at least 25%, if not more, that are doing it but didn't want to admit it to themselves or to the pollsters. So now we're seeing this story about how if it wasn't for intervention by the Federal Reserve of the United States of America, the stock market would be 50% lower, which is basically finally admitting what I have been telling you for years. The stock market is being rigged. It's being influenced. It's used as a political banner So the government has something to point to, saying, oh, look, the Dow is soaring. Look at those numbers up there. The economy must be doing well. And if you've lost your home or your business or you're having to work for minimum wage, that's your fault. We have nothing to do with it. The economy must be good. Dow is up there. Well, now they're admitting that the Federal Reserve has been intervening with the Dow. And there are two problems with that. When you have a stock market where the prices are being driven up by gains and manipulation, it means you have an overvalued market. The actual return, the earnings from those stocks, don't support those prices. And that means that everybody who's investing for the long term, not the people who are buying and selling stocks as fast as they can because that's the giant open-air casinos, but people who go out and buy a stock because they're going to put it in their safety deposit box and they just expect rate of return based on the price of the stock. They're not going to get that rate of return. And so all economic forecasting based on buying those stocks, they're wrong. They're fraudulent. They're going to come up short. Because the prices themselves are a fraud. That's one problem. And the other, of course, is that when a great market sell-off happens, because there is no price support, there's no earnings to support those inflated prices, the prices have got a long, long way to go before they finally reach the place where the actual worth of the stock is going to support that price. So by overvaluing the market, by running it up by, they're admitting now, 50% of value, that's how big the coming crash is going to be. And they know that's what's going to be. But they're only thinking about next week. I just got to look good at the stockholders, end of the quarter. After that, somebody else's problem. And basically over in Great Britain, Bank of England executive Paul Tucker is basically saying that, you know, Barclays' abuse of the LIBOR system is only part of the bank's dishonesty over crucial financial information. In other words, it is time for all of these other markets and indicators to be investigated. And that's why the U.S. government is so desperate to get this war really cranked up into rock and roll, full tilt boogie, afterburner mode. I'm watching the corporate news media here. There's nothing about the economy. There's nothing about LIBOR. There's nothing. It's all about bombing in Damascus and upset in Egypt and all these other things. They're hoping they can get this war going, so you'll pay attention to that. And you won't pay attention to how private central banking issuing the public currency as a loan at interest was a recipe for disaster, and the people who set it up knew that 100 years ago. But they didn't care because these money junkies know there's no afterlife. There's no heaven. There's no hell they're going to go to and burn for their sins. They just want to set it up so they've got a lot of money to spend and have fun. And when it all falls apart, they'll be dead and gone. They won't go to jail. They won't care that people remember them with loathing. They just don't care about it at all. Anyway, I want to get to this Peregrine Financial Group's CEO who tried to commit suicide. And he basically his notes said, I've committed fraud for this. I feel constant and intense guilt. Obviously not enough. The forgery started nearly 20 years ago, and nobody caught it. And then he says in his notes, should I go out of business or cheat? Well, the honorable thing, the ethical thing, the moral thing would be to go out of business and say, you know, couldn't make it work. And then he says something that we all need to pay attention to. He says, I guess my ego was too big to admit failure. And we know that. We know that huge egos dominate Wall Street and Washington, D.C., and they cannot admit failure to their investors, to their constituents, to themselves. They're desperate to find somebody else to blame this whole mess on. And, of course, the key admission by this Wassendorf guy was that he got away with it for 20 years. Huge, vast sums of money were cheated by this guy, and he got away with it for 20 years. But, of course, if you, an American citizen, miss paying a $10 parking ticket, you can count on the full force of the police state to come crashing down your head. That's life under fascism. The little crimes are punished and publicized, and the great crimes are hidden. White-collar crime costs the American people more than 10 times what street crime does. What does TV display to you? Oh, street crime is bad. Small-time drug smugglers are bad. They're all the, that's the focus there. You very rarely see a TV show. Maybe a little more often in the movies, but very rarely see an American TV show that says the heads of corporations are criminals. And politicians are liars and cheats and scoundrels, and that assassination and conspiracy are real. The corporate media's job is to keep you convinced that all is really as well as it could be, and that the bankers are honorable people, and doctors are really concerned about your health, and politicians are listening to the voters. And we know that is all a huge steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. So, here's a story that illustrates exactly how corrupt Wall Street is. Now, you probably are familiar with Dragon speech recognition software. It was first developed by James and Janet Baker. They developed the algorithm, they wrote the code, and they turned it into a multi-million dollar company. They had investment offers rolling in at the height of the tech boom, and then they made the big mistake. They went to Goldman Sachs for financial advice. Goldman Sachs charged the Bakers $5 million to hook them up with Learnout and Housebee, a Belgium speech recognition company. And on the advice of Goldman Sachs, the Bakers traded their company, Dragon Speech Recognition, for $580 million in Learnout and Housebee stock. Sounds like the dream come true. Sounds like the way capitalism is supposed to work. But as it turned out, Learnout and Housebee were involved in cooking their books. They were misstating their earnings. And they went bankrupt. And the Bakers lost everything because that stock they were given in exchange for their company was utterly worthless. And Goldman and Sachs had known 2 years before this that Learnout and Housebee were lying about their earnings and lying about their accounting, and they were on the edge of going out of business. So Learnout and Housebee liquidated, and the Dragon software was sold for pennies at a bankruptcy auction to ScanSoft. It's now their flagship product. They're making millions of dollars off of the work of James and Janet Baker, who were left with nothing. And Goldman Sachs set this all up and charged the Bakers $5 million to destroy their company. Same crap they did out in California, where they were paid to sell California bonds and then turned around and sold credit default swaps against those bonds, knowing they were going to crash. Remember when Lloyd Blankfein was saying that he was doing God's work at Goldman Sachs? I think it's time we find out just which God it is that Lloyd is praying to every single day. I want to find out if there was a relationship under the table between the owners and CEO of ScanSoft and Goldman Sachs, because ScanSoft made out like bandits. Goldman Sachs literally set up James and Janet Baker to lose their company and then pick up the pieces and sell them to their good buddies over at ScanSoft. This is not capitalism at work. This is fascism. This is criminality. This is fraud. In a capitalist nation, James and Janet Baker will be enjoying the proceeds of their invention instead of Goldman Sachs and their buddies over at ScanSoft pirating it away from them, making millions on the work of the creativity of other people and then calling it God's work. I think that story illustrates exactly what went wrong with the United States of America and at the hands of the money junkies. Now, over at J.P. Morgan, they're now claiming that all of this shenanigans with the mispricing of trades that lost $5.8 billion, actually now it's up to $7 billion. The numbers keep going up every time there's a new press release. They're already setting the stage to say, really, management did not have any idea what was going on here. And this is, again, part of the situation where the U.S. government is going to investigate. They're going to say, oh, it was these low-level traders. There'll be a token fine against J.P. Morgan, and business will go on as usual. Because that's how it works in a fascist economic state. The government and large financial corporations are united together, conspiring against the citizens, small businesses, just like they did with the Bakers and Dragon speech recognition. All righty. Let's see. The neocons are continuing to attack food stamps. Needing all that money for war and bombs. Apparently, they just passed another bill. $9 billion in more loan guarantees for Israel. But no food stamps for our kids. That's the priority of the U.S. federal government. Send all the money to Israel. Send all the money to war. Give it all to the Wall Street money junkies who are already trillionaires on the backs of the American people. But the people who have been harmed by all of this game playing, the people who are going hungry and starving, we gotta cut somewhere. And you're it. I don't see how this can go on much longer. I really, really don't. All righty, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more of the news and, oh, man, all kinds of financial skullduggery and, of course, the push to start a war to distract everybody from this huge mess.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Of blood. were falling.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Along with the mortgage-backed security fraud and all of this other stuff going on here is a growing problem with the student loan bubble. Now, when I was a kid, which is admittedly a very, very long time ago, the days of steam-powered terminals and kerosene keyboards, colleges were for education. And you went there to learn skills that would allow you to move forward in life. Actually, didn't work out in my case because what I finally wound up doing with computer graphics animation and all the rest of that wasn't even being taught at school when I was there. But you basically went to school for an education. These days, college is being marketed as a fashion accessory. You've seen the commercials on TV. If you have a college degree, wonderful things will happen to you. You'll be tall and sexy and slim and trendy and hip. And then they're throwing college loans at you to get, you know, the price of college keeps going up to the point where very few people, unless you're born, you know, into the family of the 1%, you can't afford to go to college on your own. You have to borrow the money. And it can take you until your mid-40s, 50s to pay it all off. And the worst disaster is Wall Street, having learned absolutely nothing from the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, because the American people were forced to cover the losses there, they're doing it again with student loans. They're putting student loans. They're bundling those together into investment vehicles. And they're doing the same criminality again. And already there's a problem. Because almost half of all student borrowers are not making regular payments. They can't afford to because those high-paying jobs they were told they were going to get with that college degree, they're all in other countries. We have NASA engineers who spent a lifetime going to the moon and building the space station. They've all been let go. They can't find work. We've lost our love of technology. One out of every four students with a student loan is past due. And so those bundled student loan securities, they're in trouble already. It's a huge Ponzi scheme of debt, and it's all coming apart. And they're trying to get a war going, because historically, that's how the United States gets out of these messes. Crash of 1907, get into World War I. Crash of 1929, get into World War II. Crash of 2008, invaded 10 countries on two continents. It's already a world war. They're just looking for a really big bang so that everybody says, oh, yeah, it's a world war now. Big mistake number three. Which is why everybody's getting very, very nervous about the Olympics. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Wells Fargo has been fined $175 million, which I know to you and I, it's a lot of money. To Wells Fargo, it's, what, about 6 hours' earnings or something like that. And they got hit with a penalty because they were caught making mortgage decisions apparently on the basis of race. We're going to talk about this when we come back from the station identification, because there's a really, really sick story here. We'll be right back.